Welcome to Time for Nach. We are learning Rus together. Rus is a Megillah which the Medrash says has no halachas learned from it. Now, it's interesting because the Gemara in Yevamos, does seem to learn some halachas of Geirus from Rus. And there is a machlokes, a debate, whether Rus had fully converted now or only fully converted a little bit after marrying. We'll see. But nevertheless, the Medrash does say that primarily there are no real laws learned from Rus. What is the purpose of the Megillah then? So the Zohar Chadash says it's teaching us the ancestry, the genealogy, the yichus of David HaMelech. That's because there were people, if you remember, we referenced this in Tehillim, including whether it was Doeg, who claimed that David HaMelech's rule was illegitimate because he was descended from Rus, who was a Moabite woman. They said that you can't marry a Moabite, but really the understanding is that it's only a Moabite man a Jewish woman can't marry, but a Jewish man is allowed to marry a Moabite woman, obviously only if she's converted. The Medrash in Rus Rabbah says that there's another reason we have over here for Megillas Rus. It says that it was highlighting the reward of performing acts of kindness. You're going to see Rus's dedication, her devotion to Naomi was exceptional, and Boaz provided Rus's needs as well, and they're ultimately rewarded. Who wrote Megillas Rus? Well, it was in the days of the Shoftim. It was written by Shmuel Hanavi. It took place during the periods of the judges. That's how it starts. Elimelech, we're going to see, left Eretz Yisrael. He was one of the Gedolim, to be honest, at the time, the leader of the generation. He left Eretz Yisrael because he didn't want the burden of taking care of people, or he couldn't live among sinners. Either way, we're going to see his sons, what happened to them. They marry Rus and Orpah, and we're going to see the story of how Rus remains with Naomi, and Orpah certainly does not. And we're going to see all of that. Now, when is Rus read? Of course, Rus is read on Shavuos for various different reasons. Firstly, it is David HaMelech. David HaMelech and Shavuos are synonymous. David HaMelech dies on Shavuos. It's also the glory of the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah Shebaal Peh is the one that taught us that you can marry a Moabite woman if she's converted, hence legitimizing David HaMelech's reign as well. There are also other themes in Mepharshim talk about that Torah comes through struggle. It doesn't come easily. That is all of the intro to Rus. Now, what about the first perek? So it was in the days of Shvot HaShoftim, when the Shoftim reigned, the reign of Avtzon. Avtzon was Boaz, says Rashi, Targum as well. There was a famine. Elimelech, who was wealthy, he moves from Beis Lechem to Moab with his wife Naomi, two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. Mahlon and Chilion are marrying, what's it called? They're marrying Rus and Orpah. By the way, Elimelech dies, of course, as well, that we know. So Mahlon and Chilion marry Rus and Orpah. They live outside Eretz Yisrael for 10 years. Mahlon and Chilion then die themselves. So we have Naomi is left with Rus and Orpah, and she's there by themselves. Naomi decides that she's going to return to Eretz Yisrael. After all, the famine has ended. And therefore she wants to return. Now she says she's going to return. She's a bitter woman. She wants to return. Chavetz Chaim says that there was a bit of middah kenegemida, because when she's going to return to Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be an element of public embarrassment, which matches the public embarrassment, so to speak, almost inflicted on the people in running away to Moab and not sustaining them. So there's a bit of middah kenegemida there. Anyway, they are about to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Now, here is the decision point for Rus and Orpah. Rus decides to go with Naomi, and there's the famous psukim, the famous phrase that my nation is your nation, etc. My people are my people. The Gemara Yevamos Rashi quote says that, talking about deep things, the reference to Gira's conversion. Whereas Orpah turns her back. Orpah is actually from the word Oref. Paro as well turned his back on Klal Yisrael, on Hashem, on truth, to be honest. And that's what Orpah does. That decision has ripple effects, because many years later, David HaMelech comes from Rus, and Goliath comes from Orpah. So that decision, they totally, totally separate. That is the first perek, and they're arriving at Naomi's former hometown, Beis Lechem, during the harvest season. That's going to be important for the next perek.